Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, June 18th. Happy Resurrection Day and happy Father's Day to all of our dads and also to all the men of the church who are spiritual fathers and pour into the life and ministry of Mountain Brook Baptist. I'm reading from the New International Version, and this is a really wonderful passage. We're reading Isaiah chapter 11 today, the branch from Jesse. And if you look at our stained glass windows in the sanctuary, there is one near the balcony. I can't remember which window it is, but there is a stump there, and there's a little shoot growing out of the stump. And I think that's just a picture of what we read about today. The tree of David's line and lineage of kings has been cut down when they were defeated by the Assyrians and the Babylonians and carted off into exile. But there's a little shoot, a little bit of life coming back and hope for the eventual coming of the Messiah who will be in the line of David. So there's lots of language about this today. Then there's lots of language about the Messiah, the one on whom the Spirit of God will rest, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. And then verses 6 through 9, we're going to see a picture of the eschatological hope that we have. Now, that's a big word, and it just means relating to the end times, that in the messianic age, when Christ reigns triumphantly, the wolf will live with the lamb, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them, even lions. In this day, it's going to be wonderful. Then we get back to some language about the root of Jesse again. And I just hope that you enjoy this as I read it for us today. Isaiah chapter 11. The title in my Bible says, "The Branch from Jesse." A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together. And a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together. And the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra. And the young child will put his hand in the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him and his place of rest will be glorious. In that day, the Lord will reach out his hand a second time to reclaim the remnant that is left of his people from Assyria, from Lower Egypt, from Upper Egypt, from Cush, from Elam, from Babylonia, from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. He will raise a banner for the nations and gather the exiles of Israel. He will assemble the scattered people of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Ephraim's jealousy will vanish, and Judah's enemies will be cut off. Ephraim will not be jealous of Judah, nor Judah hostile toward Ephraim. They will swoop down on the slopes of Philistia to the west. Together they will plunder the people to the east. They will lay hands on Edom and Moab, and the Ammonites will be subject to them. The Lord will dry up the gulf of the Egyptian sea. With a scorching wind, he will sweep his hand over the Euphrates River. He will break it up into seven streams, so the men can cross over in sandals. There will be a highway for the remnant of his people that is left from Assyria, as there was for Israel when they came up out of Egypt. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I'm loving this section of our reading plan where we are talking about the eschatological hope that we have in the Messiah who is to come. And so the people who are in exile are thinking we are stuck here forever, but Isaiah is giving them glimpses of hope in the Messiah who is to come. And he even gives them a glimpse of hope of the reign of the Messiah when we're in the new heavens and the new earth. And my favorite part of that glimpse is verse 8. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child will put his hand in the viper's nest. Now, I don't know about you, but I hate snakes. In fact, if you tell me that you saw a snake in your yard yesterday, I probably wouldn't go there today. It makes I don't even know how to describe it. It just makes me shiver all over. But one day, those snakes will not cause us fear. We will have appropriate fear and reverence of one thing, and that is reverence and fear of the Lord Almighty. And in those days, there will be no more tears, no more crying, no more pain, no more death, for the one who came to defeat death will reign triumphantly. And that is a picture of hope that I'm loving thinking about today. This scripture also made me think about a song by Sandra McCracken. I'm not going to play it for us today, but I just want to read part of the chorus for you. It says this, "Fear not, keep on, watch and pray. Walk in the light of God's highway." Will you pray with me? We thank you, Lord, that you made a way for the exiles to come back to Jerusalem. And you have made a highway for us to restored relationship with you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Help us, Lord, not to fear, but to turn in appropriate reverence to you. Help us to keep on, to watch and to pray, even when we're tired, Lord, help us to know that you are doing the inner work in us. We pray, Lord, that you would bless and keep those in our midst today, that you would make your face to shine upon our fellowship and the fellowship of believers all over the world, that you would bring your countenance down upon us, that your spirit would rest on us, and you would give us life and peace. We love you, Lord. We pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.